104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Laura, and you are listening to Shut Up and Listen. I have a very special guest here today with me. I have my lovely, beautiful, amazing, smart, and talented, and the list goes on and on. My sister, she came to visit. I'm going to put her on the air real quick so she can say some hi's, and then we're going to listen to some music. So, yeah. Hey, Kate, what's up?
Hey, Lou.
Are you excited to be here today?
You know, I am. I really think I missed my calling in life.
Yeah? tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 25. I live in Jersey.
She works for the government.
Yes. And fun fact, I applied to Lafayette back when I was a senior in high school.
And how long ago was that?
I don't know. I haven't done the math in a while.
So why didn't you come here?
Because they didn't accept me. I went to the other school in Easton.
Easton, Massachusetts, that is. Do you have anything else you want to say to all of my fans? I don't even think anyone's listening right now.
Well, if mom's listening, hi. Sorry, I haven't called you in a while.
Me too, mom, me too.
So I'm excited to be here. Let's play some music.
All right, so do you want to do Crash Into Me, please?
Yeah, this is a song dedicated to our brother, Michael.
He's probably not listening
but it's a little Dave to start you all off.
Yeah.
This is Crash Into Me.
Hope you all enjoy.
To me, the boys dream. Focus on you in the light. It helps me feel my emotions. Why are we at such a distance? Find ourselves so out of frame. This love stay calm in the night. Yeah, help me heal and reopen. Why are we drifting away from everything we wanted to save? I told you I'd be down forever. Loving you is danger, but it don't feel wrong. It's old news, I should look for better. Falling back to strangers, leave me hanging on. Flare guns go off in my head, saying not to call you this late. Still I doubt those numbers every time. Why do I replay those messages that you left at the tone last May? Slowly wishing you were never mine.
Your face became all I know. I tried a picture and nothing. Why are we praying the edge is making me feel I'm to blame? I wanna know what's the deal. Where have you been and what do you think of me? Is there a new girl silently screaming your name?
I told you I'd be down forever. Loving you is danger, but it don't feel wrong. It's old news, I should look for better. Falling back to strangers, leave me hanging on.
You leave me hanging on. Flare guns go off in my head, saying not to call you this late. Still I doubt those numbers every time. Why do I replay those messages that you left at the tone last May? Slowly wishing you were never mine. Told you I'd be down forever. Loving you is danger, but it don't feel wrong. It's old news, I should look for better. Falling back to strangers, leave me hanging on.
See, I don't know better than to give up on loving. Why am I still holding on? I'm still holding on.
And I'm way too honest, and you make me want it. Lying alone all night long, alone all night long. When flare guns go off in my head, saying not to call you this late. Still I doubt those numbers every time.
Why do I replay those messages that you left at the tone last May? Slowly wishing you were never mine.
Flare guns go off in my head, saying not to call you this late. Still I doubt those numbers every time.
Still I doubt those numbers every time.
Why do I replay those messages that you left at the tone last May? Slowly wishing you were never mine.
Slowly wishing.
Everyone's favorite time of the show, reading PSAs. All right. Every day in the developing world, children are dying from preventable and treatable illnesses. Save the Children trains local health workers to provide life-saving care. Visit goodgoes.org to learn how you can help. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council. All right, Sister K, I'm tuning you back in.
All right.
What do you think about the first two songs we played?
So far, so good since I, you know, picked the first one.
Yeah.
So,
too bad Michael wasn't even listening.
Maybe next time.
I don't know. I feel like he's never going to listen. Still love you, though, Mike. Still
love
you.
He's probably in the library right now.
I think he's a little sour that we call him Mick. Even though Mick is
a nickname for
Michael.
Is it?
I've heard it. Not around campus, but I have heard it before.
You don't have any Micks in your class.
if we do, juniors, let me know. If your nickname is Mick, hit me up.
That should be a radio poll. What a better nickname for Michael is, Mick or Mike?
Mick or Mike. Personally, I like Mick. It's more fun to say.
It just rolls off the tongue better.
It does. Plus, he is a Mick.
I'm sure he would love us talking about him on the radio.
It's all right. He'll be fine. So, yeah. It's all right, Kate. Can you tell us what you did at work today, or is that top secret?
That's for another time.
Is Aunt Kat listening? Did you tell him about it?
No, she's out to dinner right now.
Oh, tell it all her friends to listen.
I will. Next time.
Next time. Next week.
Next time when I'm a permanent host.
When Caitlin comes back, takes over the show. Oh my God.
Do you have any, is there any way for people to call in?
Yeah.
Make requests?
You guys can call in. I'm not entirely sure how to use the phone, but 610-330-5316. I'll say it again. 610-330-5316. Or you can just text me because I'm pretty sure.
Since now we have two phones.
Or Caitlin, yeah.
We would love to hear from our fans.
If you're friends with Caitlin or Laura, just HMU. We're here. We're here till 7, and then we're going to get some sushi because we want to.
Because it's dinner time.
Because it's dinner time. And who wants to eat campus food? That's a rant I haven't done yet on this show.
Campus food. Don't miss it at all.
Nope. No. They think it's good, but it's really not.
It's good, you know, for your first 3 days on campus.
Not even. It's good for your first bite, and then you're like, oh, never mind.
Except when Taco Tuesday happens, when it, today is Taco Tuesday.
Well, we don't have Taco Tuesday. We have Wing Bowl Friday at Marquee.
It's unfortunate.
I know. It gets exciting, though. The line does go out the door sometimes. Like, it's, I try to not go to Wing Bowl at Marquee.
You're giving up.
Hi, Mom. I just...
So, what is a wing bowl, though? Like, how much...
You grab a plate. It's not wing bowl at Marquee. It's just, like... It's not so much a bowl, but you just go and you just get a plate of wings. And they have, like, three different flavors. I'm not really sure. Honestly, I haven't gone since my freshman year because it gets so crazy in there. Yeah.
I think you should start a Taco Tuesday on campus.
Well, at Upper we have burritos every day. You can get burritos or tacos, so I think that's why they don't have Taco Tuesday. They do sometimes in Marquee because you don't get it, and like you can get quesadillas in Lower, but there's always Don Juan's too. Don Juan's is a personal fave of mine.
Mine too.
Yeah. Anyways, should we play the next song?
Let's play it.
All right, the next song is Fast Car by Jonas Blue and Dakota.
Great
song. Hope
you
all enjoy.
Still ain't got a job. Now Work in the market as a checkout girl. At all things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. You got a fast car. Say fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
We'll be right back. taking some time and I've been keeping to myself. I had my eyes upon the prize, ain't watching anybody else. But your love, it hit me hard, girl. Yeah, you're bad for my health. I love the cards that I've been dealt. Do you feel the same as well? You know I used to be in 1D,
now I'm free.
People want me for one thing,
that's not me.
I'm not changing the way that I
used to be.
I just wanna have fun and
get rowdy.
One coke and Bacardi,
sipping lightly.
When I walk inside the party,
girls on me.
F1 type Ferrari,
6 kiss me.
Girl, I love it when your body
grinds on me,
oh, yeah. Baby, oh. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that crown for me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Swept me off my feet. You know that I don't need no money when your love is beside me. Yeah, you opened up my heart and then you threw away the key. Girl, now it's just you and me, and you don't care about where I've been. You know I used to be in 1D,
now I'm not free.
People want me for one thing,
that's not me.
I'm not changing the way that I
used to be.
I just wanna have fun and
get rowdy.
One coke and Bacardi,
sipping lightly.
When I walk inside the party,
girls on me.
F1 type Ferrari,
6 kiss me.
Girl, I love it when your body
grinds on me,
baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that crown for me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
She gon' strip it down for a thug, yeah.
Strip it down.
Word around town, she got the buzz, yeah. Five shots in, she in love now. I promise when we pull up, shut the club down. I took her from a man, don't nobody know. If you bout to seal, better drive slow. She know how to make me feel with my eyes closed. Anything goes down with the honcho.
You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that crown for me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, strip that down for me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Don't say nothing, girl, strip that down for me.
Strip it down.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, I'm that down for me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Roughly 3,000 Americans will die from food poisoning this year, but you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafoods from other foods. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov, brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. For a split second there, I got really nervous that I was reading the same ad, and then I realized, nope, but all of the ads sound so depressing that they do sound like the same ad. What do you think?
You didn't turn my mic on there for a minute. No, yeah. you sound like the people on TV.
I know. You sound all of them are so sad. We used to have, I bring this up every single show, but we used to have the most fun ads, like the one that was like, take time to be a dad today.
No, I like the one that you said when you did,
only you can prevent forest fires.
That was a throwback one.
Yeah.
No, can you write your own ads or did it ask me?
I think they have to be approved.
Oh.
Sad. Yeah, we can't do like self promos or like I don't even know. Speaking of promos though, if any of my fans are listening, this Friday, Faisai/Ski Team/Andrew Graves got the rights to This Is Home, a ski movie, and we're hosting it 7:30 in the Faisai basement. It's $3 admission. And all the proceeds are going to the Boys and Girls Club in Easton. So just come hang out with fun people on Ski Team and Faisai. And Andrew Graves went through a lot getting this movie. So it'd be really great if we had a great turnout. Sorry, I just had to put the word out there.
Is that a documentary?
Yeah, it's like a ski edit, but it's like only it's like following a few skiers, and it's like an hour long, and it's like I don't know, it's just, it's really cool to watch, like, the different mountains they go to, and I think they're just following these guys' journey. I don't know, I actually haven't watched the trailer yet, but I heard it's really cool, and I've, like, talked to a lot of people about it.
I love a good documentary.
Yeah, they're awesome. Especially skiing, it's, like, it's finally getting to fall weather, so it's, like, why not just get excited for winter, am I right?
It was chilly. Do you do the weather on here, or sports?
No. Do you have any weather or sports you want to bring up?
Well, I mean, we could do the weather, and so people know that.
And now, Caitlin with the weather.
And now, Caitlin with the weather. Easton, it is clear with the highs of the 57 and the lows in the mid-40s.
What's the temperature right now?
57 degrees. Tomorrow is going to be sunny at 72 high, 42 low.
I was just about to say 82. Like, that is a jump from 57.
No. Thursday, we got 72 high, 46 low. Friday and Saturday, we are looking at 71 degrees high and 43 degrees low for both days.
Is it supposed to be rainy or sunny?
Sunny.
Nice.
All good. Through. And then we're going to be seeing partly cloudy on Sunday.
All that matters is that Saturday's clear because it's homecoming. So everyone come out. Support our boys. They're doing great.
Year? I mean, this. Yeah. Who are they playing this year?
Oh, that's a really good question. I'm not sure. But we're number one in the Patriot League right now, tied with Lehigh. Yeah, we won two games, and
This is not the Loft Lehigh game, right?
No, that's in November. Everyone get your tickets too.
Get the tickets ready.
Yeah, it's really fun. The reason we're number one right now, or tied for number one, is that we've only played two Patriot game leagues, but we've won both of them, which is really, like, we can only plateau from here, as Casey likes to say.
Laura, can I do a little shout out to Kira listening?
Yeah.
She's our biggest fan. Hi, Kira.
Hope you all enjoy.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yay. Yeah, we love you, Kira. We miss you.
We miss you.
I'm going to give a shout out to Mackenzie Traska, too, who's not listening right now. So, Kira, you can tell Mackenzie that she's not the favorite Traska anymore, at least in this moment.
Lou, what's our next song?
All right, our next song is All I Can Do, the Hillbell remix by Bad Royal and Silver. Hope you all enjoy.
Body language can tell you all sorts of things, like someone having a stroke. You need to know the sudden signs. Look for fast. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Thank you for that. That was beautiful.
You know, association is a very hard word to say when you're under pressure.
I know. You get over
stroke
it, though.
Stroke association is a hard word to say under pressure.
Also, there's a lot of, like, spelling mistakes in these ads, too. So it's like reading them, you're reading over the mistakes,
yes,
and you're like, you cringe a little bit. You're like, oh.
You're correcting grammar and trying to read at the same time, and it's always difficult to do that.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I feel like I'm interviewing a celebrity right now. Like, this is what this radio show feels like.
Stop it. I am a celeb.
No, I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like I should have prompted, like, interview questions or something. Like, I feel so official that there's someone else in here with me.
Well, you know, I do listen to a lot of podcasts, and I do listen to a lot of radio shows, so I was really prepared to come in and list the, well, you
she
know.
She did her homework.
The only reason why I'm here is because I am here to see you for dinner. And I just happened to come on the
yes,
show.
Yes, everyone, when you see Caitlin, tell her thank you for bringing my computer back. I've been without it for 3 weeks, and she was the angel who brought it back to me.
But then I got to be on the show today, which was, you know, I've always wanted to be on the show.
Of course, these blisters are. I'm sorry. I got really bad blisters today from my sneakers, and I'm really upset about that. Isn't that gross? Ugh.
Blisters think about it. Stink.
Speaking of gross, I watched a knee surgery over fall break, and it was probably one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life. If you want the link, HMU, or take Rossman's biomechanics class. Actually, don't do that. No offense, Professor Rossman, but you give us way too much homework, and there should have been a prereq for fluid mechanics before that. Okay, rant over.
Oh, I don't think I would be able to handle seeing a knee surgery.
Oh my god, it was so cool, though. I'm like, honestly, I feel like I missed my calling to become a surgeon, and I'm way too deep in this engineering thing to back up now.
Oh no.
It's just so cool. Like, I don't know. They were putting it was a knee replacement surgery, and it was just like, you kind of forgot that they were doing, like, it would look like a robot. And you kind of forgot that it was, like, a real human getting this done. It was just, like, the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Was it just on YouTube?
Yeah, it was on YouTube.
Everything's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Wait, that's cool, awesome.
Though. Yeah. I almost watched more, but then I was like, oh, I have other homework to do, but...
Isn't that great, though, that you focus too much time on one homework subject?
Yeah, that's wonderful. But then all of your homework's graded, so you have to do all of your homework.
I do not miss homework. I will say that.
How you bet you don't miss exams either.
I definitely don't miss those.
Oh my god. Okay, get this. So we had a design exam last night, all of the junior mechies. One, it was really weird that all the junior mechies can fit into one lecture hall. I don't know, there's a sense of unity, I guess. Also,
how many are there?
I think there's about 50 of us, 53.
Oh, I was expecting a larger number.
No. There's only 53 of us, but we do have the largest number of women right now. There's 14 of us.
Wow.
Yes. Power.
Very cool.
I know. That's over 10%, which is really awesome.
That's really awesome.
So what I'm saying is that we were in this design exam, and Professor Van Gulik was like, oh yeah, don't worry, you'll be out of here in 45 minutes. But we had a 3-hour exam slot, so just so if we wanted the extra time, we could have it. No, the first person got out of there in 2.5 hours.
I don't think I've ever taken a 2.5-hour exam before.
I was out there in 3 hours and 15 minutes. Some kids were out around 3.5 hours before he kicked us out. Oh, don't worry, you'll be out in 45 minutes. Yeah, okay.
That's crazy.
I mean, hopefully that means we all did well, right?
That's what it means. It's better to take your time than rush. I mean, the time's there for a reason.
Right. I don't know. It's been a week full of exams. So hopefully midterms are over for most people and you're getting into your...
It's midterm season?
Well, kind mid-term of. Season? I don't know. For like some of my classes, though, we have like 3 exams per like semester. So it's like midterms are all the time. It's like once they start, they never stop. Anyways, should we play the next song?
Let's play it.
All right, so next up, this is actually, I've played this song before, Grace VanderWaal. She won the America's Got Talent. She's the 13-year-old ukulele player.
Oh, I love that show. Amazing. I haven't heard her, though.
Oh my god, she's so good. Just the cutest little thing. So this is So Much More Than This by Grace VanderWaal.
Sit right here, chill, have a low. Close your eyes and just let it flow. Right next to me, I hear your heartbeat beep. When the dial turns up and the music starts playing, we don't realize in this society, doesn't matter how your hair looks or what they are thinking. Just what we're finding. Tap your foot and listen in. Ignore the world, let the music cave in. Close your phone and breathe in the air. You'll soon realize I think I'm cool, but back when I was in school, they found it very easy to hate me. Funny how always these times are changing. Back then it was so easy to shatter, but now in the end, it doesn't really matter. Tap your foot and listen in. Ignore the world, let the music cave in. Close your phone and breathe in the air. You'll soon realize.
Yeah.
right. What'd you think about that one?
She's good.
I know. She is good. All right, so it's coming to that time where we only have 15 minutes left in the show.
No.
But, no, it's really sad.
We could do this all night.
I know, we could do this all night. But I have homework, and you probably want to get back home. So we're going to play our last two songs. But
side note, I picked these last
Caitlin,
two songs.
These are dedicated to Caitlin, as the show is always dedicated to Caitlin. Yeah, so... We're going to play these last two songs, but before we do, Caitlin has some words of wisdoms for our ladies out there.
Oh, hold on, I didn't have it up.
I found, Casey found this amazing video that is so uplifting and so empowering. Like, watch it before anything. Like, I watched it before my exam yesterday, and I've never felt better about myself. It's on Tumblr. It's really great. If you want it, hit me up. I'll send it to you guys. I'll put it in my Instagram bio. Like, I don't know. I'll just post it everywhere I can think of. It's just the best video ever. So inspiring. Not appropriate for the radio, but it's really inspiring. Like this quote.
Yeah. So I have been like really trying to be positive and find positive affirmations,
as everyone should be,
and this one is the 5x5 rule. If it's not gonna matter in 5 years, don't spend more than 5 minutes of being upset about it. I think that is a rule to live by.
Preach,
because
girl.
You know, I just feel like a lot of times people get upset and worried and anxious about something that's not gonna matter in 5 years.
Right.
Silly stuff.
Good words to live by. I think especially this week and this month, and with the weather changing and everything, everyone needs to hear that.
Just be a little, like, you know,
yeah,
extra loving to yourself.
Yeah, because everyone knows, like, this is the time in the semester people get
stressed
and angry and annoyed with everyone. It's like, we just all went home for fall break, and we all thought
it's
that was
too
so close. Great.
It's not far enough, you know.
It's too far away for Thanksgiving, but it's not fall break anymore. So, just a little inspiration for these next few weeks. But yeah, so off of that theme, here's our very empowering Moana. We're playing How Far I Go, and then we're gonna end with Why Can't We Be Friends by War. And
another great song.
So this is gonna be last time we're gonna be talking to you guys.
Thank you for letting me hang out with you today. This is awesome.
Love all my fans. Yeah. And I'm just going to throw out there, any of my other friends or listeners, if you ever want to come co-host with me, it's a lot of fun, right?
I'm like the first one. I feel like this is like history.
I've had this show for 3 years, and this is my first guest, so.
Naturally, it's me.
Naturally. It has to be my first bestie. Anyways.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah. Tune in next week, too. I'll be back. It'll just be me. Maybe Caitlin. I don't know.
You never know.
She could surprise you.
You never know.
Yeah. All right. So, How Far I Go. All right. Bye, guys.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try. Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know, where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea, it calls me, and no one knows. On this island seems so happy on this island. Everything is by design.
said I know what I'm talking about.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
I know you're waking for the CIA. They wouldn't have you in the mafia.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down.